Hey, 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 I'm back. This is the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, and it's episode 504. I'm Steve Webb, your now happily up and running host. It's great to be back. I missed you. Now that we're all here, let's get to it, shall we? This is the podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible, except when technology fails us, and we have a new episode for you every Monday through Friday. Here's how it works. We're reading through the Bible on two tracks. Track one is the Old Testament, and track two is the New Testament. Every day we alternate the tracks, and the shows are usually between 10 and 15 minutes long. Today we'll read chapters 55 through 57 from the book of Isaiah, and our translation is the New Century Version. Let's begin. Isaiah chapter 55. The Lord says, "All you who are thirsty, come and drink. Those of you who do not have money, come, buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Why spend your money on something that is not real food? Why work for something that doesn't really satisfy you? Listen closely to me and you will eat what is good. Your soul will enjoy the rich food that satisfies. Come to me and listen. Listen to me so you may live. I will make an agreement with you that will last forever. I will give you the blessings I promised to David. I made David a witness of my power for all nations, a ruler and commander of many nations. You will call for nations that you don't yet know, and these nations that do not know you will run to you because of the Lord your God, because of the Holy One of Israel who honors you. So you should look for the Lord before it is too late. You should call to him while he is near. The wicked should stop doing wrong, and they should stop their evil thoughts. They should return to the Lord so he may have mercy on them. They should come to our God because he will freely forgive them. The Lord says, My thoughts are not like your thoughts. Your ways are not like my ways. Just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. Rain and snow fall from the sky and don't return without watering the ground. They cause the plants to sprout and grow, making seeds for the farmer and bread for the people. The same thing is true of the words I speak. They will not return to me empty. They make the things happen that I want to happen, and they succeed in doing what I send them to do. So you will go out with joy and be led out in peace. The mountains and hills will burst into song before you, and all the trees in the field will clap their hands. Large cypress trees will grow where thorn bushes were. Myrtle trees will grow where weeds were. These things will be a reminder of the Lord's promise, and this reminder will never be destroyed. Isaiah chapter 56. This is what the Lord says. Give justice to all people, and do what is right, because my salvation will come to you soon. Soon everyone will know that I do what is right. The person who obeys the law about the Sabbath will be blessed, and the person who does no evil will be blessed. Foreigners who have joined the Lord should not say, The Lord will not accept me with his people. The eunuch should not say, Because I cannot have children, the Lord will not accept me. This is what the Lord says. The eunuchs should obey the law about the Sabbath and do what I want and keep my agreement. If they do, I will make their names remembered within my temple and its walls. It will be better for them than children. I will give them a name that will last forever, that will never be forgotten. Foreigners will join the Lord to worship him and love him, to serve him, to obey the law about the Sabbath, and to keep my agreement. I will bring these people to my holy mountain and give them joy in my house of prayer. The offerings and sacrifices they place on my altar will please me, because my temple will be called a house of prayer for people from all nations. The Lord God says, He who gathers the Israelites that were forced to leave their country. I will bring together other people to join those who are already gathered. All you animals of the field, all you animals of the forest, come to eat. The leaders who are to guard the people are blind. They don't know what they're doing. All of them are like quiet dogs that don't know how to bark. They lie down and dream and love to sleep. They are like hungry dogs that are never satisfied. They are like shepherds who don't know what they're doing. They all have gone their own way. All they want to do is satisfy themselves. They say, Come, let's drink some wine. Let's drink all the beer we want. And tomorrow we will do this again. Or maybe we'll have an even better time. Isaiah chapter 57. Those who are right with God may die, but no one pays attention. Good people are taken away, but no one understands. Those who do right are being taken away from evil and are given peace. Those who live as God wants find rest in death. Come here, you magicians. Come here, you children of prostitutes and those who take part in adultery. Of whom are you making fun? Whom are you insulting? At whom do you stick out your tongue? You turn against God, and you are liars. You have sexual relations under every green tree to worship your gods. You kill children in the ravines and sacrifice them in the rocky places. You take the smooth rocks from the ravines as your portion. You pour drink offerings on them to worship them, and you give grain offerings to them. Do you think this makes me want to show you mercy? You make your bed on every hill and mountain, and there you offer sacrifices. You have hidden your idols behind your doors and doorposts. You have left me, and you have uncovered yourself. You have pulled back the covers and climbed into bed. You have made an agreement with those whose beds you love, and you have looked at their nakedness. You use your oils and perfumes to look nice for Molech. You have sent your messengers to faraway lands. You even tried to send them to the place of the dead. You were tired from doing these things, but you never gave up. You found new strength, so you did not quit. Whom were you so afraid of that you lied to me? You have not remembered me or even thought about me. I have been quiet for a long time. Is that why you were not afraid of me? I will tell you about your goodness and what you do, and those things will do you no good. When you cry out for help, let the gods you have gathered help you. The wind will blow them all away. Just a puff of wind will take them away. But the person who depends on me will receive the land and own my holy mountain. Someone will say, build a road, prepare the way, make the way clear for my people. And this is the reason. God lives forever and is holy. He is high and lifted up. He says, I live in a high and holy place, but I also live with people who are sad and humble. I give new life to those who are humble and whose hearts are broken. I will not accuse forever, nor will I always be angry, because then human life would grow weak. Human beings whom I created would die. I was angry because they were dishonest in order to make money. I punished them and turned away from them in anger, but they continued to do evil. I have seen what they have done, but I will heal them. I will guide them and comfort them and those who felt sad for them. They will all praise me. I will give peace, real peace, to those far and near, and I will heal them, says the Lord. But evil people are like the angry sea, which cannot rest, whose waves toss up waste and mud. There is no peace for evil people, says my God. May God richly bless the reading of His Word. Well, let's go back to chapter 55, shall we? To whom was this chapter written? Do you remember? Verse 1 tells us, the Lord says, all you who are thirsty. All who are thirsty. Not one is left out. Every person who is thirsty is invited to come and drink. Well, doesn't every person experience thirst? Of course. And God, He of infinite mercy, is the supplier of water that refreshes and gives everlasting life. He says, come to me and listen. Listen to me so you may live. Is your faith weak? Do you have doubt? Let me remind you that Romans 10:17 says that faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the Word of God. You need more faith? Then listen to the Word of God. As you listen, your faith grows, and it is faith in Jesus that brings life. But Steve, you say, that seems too easy. I know what I've done in my life, and I know that I've not been a good person. How can just believing be enough? Surely I have to do something to pay for the things I've done. Well, did you hear what the Lord said in verse 8 of chapter 55? He said, my thoughts are not like your thoughts. Your ways are not like my ways. Just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. Trying to make sense out of God's provision is a fool's errand. All we can do is accept it and be thankful for it. As far as paying for our bad deeds, let's look again at the first verse. God says, those of you who do not have money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without cost. You can't buy forgiveness with money or with deeds. And even if you could, you couldn't afford it anyway. Make no mistake, there was a cost, but it was borne by Jesus because he was the only one who could pay it. And now he offers the forgiveness he bought with his blood to you. Verse 12 of our chapter says, "So you will go out with joy and be led out in peace. The mountains and hills will burst into song before you, and all the trees in the fields will clap their hands." If you're tired of the fighting and strife that's all around us, if the ugliness has worked its way into your heart and into your mind, if you want the joy and peace of God, it can be yours right now for free if you'll just put your faith in this God who loves you and who gave his life for you. Will you do it? Today is the day. Do it now. Your thoughts? Write me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. Oh my goodness, it is so good to be back with you. It's great to share God's Word with you and to be a part of your day. Thank you so much for hanging in there with me through this hard drive problem. Isn't it funny how we take so much for granted? Most of the time we sit down at our computers and just expect our data to be there when we need it. Friends, don't assume. Be sure you have a backup plan. These last several days have made me thankful that I had a plan in place, but I also learned that there were flaws too. Next time a hard drive goes kablooey, I'll be better prepared and hopefully won't lose so much time. Well, enough of that. Tomorrow we'll be back in 1 Corinthians. Thanks again to James and John for helping me buy a new hard drive, and thanks to my friendly editor for his ongoing monthly gifts. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.